Chapter 34. We dug onions. We were young. We were growing up, greedy for happiness, shedding skin and skinning knees, becoming immune to some things and irritated by others. We were wearing out each other's clothes and adopting borrowed stances. We began to have nagging needs, and were in want of funds. One went to work in a funeral parlour, another in a hatchery. It was the harvest season, so we dug onions too. We went out to the shed and developed a special rake, an ingenious thing. 6-inch nails driven through hardwood, a short handle, just the thing for hooking under onions buried in their rows. The others followed behind to bag those rancid things. Onions. Summer nights worn out and sun-torn. Hands left on the windowsills to air. We had seen better times. There would be better times, wouldn't there? Our school years run dry. No applause, no trophy, no skyrockets, just a pleasant absence, a wide open space of time, and the tingle or inkling of things to come. Brothers and sisters get up and go, leave, vanish over the horizon. I sit in the window observing a bloated summer moon, lilting and lolling out over the hills, until it finally rises in the night sky and runs off too. I stick to myself, entertaining fancy and free-range rambles. Hot summer nights hiss, click, and buzz with static. Feedback is unnecessary. The Joy Boys are coming to town. The bandstand is lit and waiting for them. But they never actually arrive, get waylaid in some other mysterious endeavour. Nobody bothers to find out why or seems to even care. Charlene has a new haircut. She's over there by the swings, hanging out with people we do not know. She walks off into the dark, the swing tossing a little with her leaving. Slowly losing momentum. Missing her. The currawongs warble and babble like brooks. It will never be like this again.